Which I suppose, in its peculiar way, brings us to the whole idea of extinction, which is what we're doing today. We're making everything possible for extinction. It took Hurricane Sandy to get global warming into the presidential debate, where they also didn't really talk about poor people or bombing children or any of the other businesses of America. Anyway, edible earth. We eat the earth before the earth eats us. I mean the very soil, the root, the stalk, and the seed we eat, and the ancient animals even that we arrive too late to see. Do I not contain at least a remnant of the elegant sea mink, the lumbering, munching Oregon bison, the proud and mighty Badlands bighorn sheep? In my song or cry is the remnant of the piercing wail of the Cascade Mountain wolf, and in my belly the blood of the Eskimo curlew, the Bering goose, the Columbia pygmy rabbit. In my meat, the meat of the hunter of the cumbersome Colombian mammoth, and the mammoth's meat, the thick brown hide of the western camel that roamed the Holocene. I have not seen the sudden flight of the Laysan crake, the dusky seaside sparrow, or the passenger pigeon that was still here when I was born with a scream. I did not know the Carolina parakeet. And yet what I am is what is left of them. They are gone, and what remains is what I am and will be, a mystery in the belly of the Mother Earth, Gaia, whom we devour and contain, whom we so thoughtlessly consume, at whose breast we feed. At the breast of the Great Mother, we drink deep and dream. Guided by the distant stars, we dream and depart, gauging our way by the North Star, the Dipper, the Great Bear, and the Miner. Under Orion's belt, we dream and love. Under the Southern Cross and the Three Marias, we pass. Under the waxing, waning moon, we measure our days, our weeks, and gazing up, we swoon. Beneath our sails, fish too are passing from our world. The long jaw and black fin ciscos we never caught and ate, the yellow fin cutthroat trout, silver trout and thick-tailed chub, blue walleye and Maryland darter, gone into eternity. We drink the water they drank. We swim in their history. They swim through our blood in the deepest pools of all our genes, in the bloodlines of Mother Gaia's breast at which we feast. At Mother Gaia's breast we feed and sing, dancing to the rhythms of her blood. We scrape and bruise her flesh and open a vein in search of what is not ours to have. Our poison sicken her and thereby sicken us. Our death tolls are her death knell. Our elegies are her death song. Our only real enemy is us. Walking the great Eartha, we feast at her abundant table, eating earth and myth and history, bathed in the waters of her dance, weeping the salts of her compassionate tears. No one owns a mountain or a lake. No one buys the air we breathe. The seas and the soils are only ours to share a little while before we become the sea, the soil, and the air. If a single spot on this vast Eartha is holy, then every spot and every clod of earth and blade of grass is equally holy too. Equally holy the lamb and the hawk and the wind and the blue of the sky. Equally holy the singer and the song, the dreamer and the one who longs for a science of the soul, the prayer of gratitude and farewell that is whispered by the leaves that fall. Equally holy your country and mine, your song and mine, your bread and wine and mine, your belief and my disbelief, your child and mine. Your country and my country cannot be two things, but are simply sides of one, an angle of perception, a turn of a mother tongue. It is the flesh and blood of our mother. It is not separate from ourselves. One man's life and work is such a tiny thing, and yet it is everything we have. I saw on the California coast a tree that stood for 1,000 years. I saw a petrified bone from the Pleistocene. I heard the cicada sing that lives but a single day. In one young woman's menstrual blood is the blood of all the world. The sacred thirst, the great compassion of the feminine, the fecundity informing all our lives. Your work is mine, and mine is yours. Breaking the bread, pouring the wine in the sacred habitat of the home, our work and our song make one. Laborare est orare. Our labor is our prayer. Our prayers will not be answered by some future heaven, but by what's planted in our hearts already, by what we're given, by what we've taken that was not ours to seize. Our acts embody our only true beliefs. Our labors in the home or in the vineyard, in the office or on the farm, are mere expressions of devotion, gratitude for the Great Mother's beneficence, her generosity we must find within ourselves. Humility before the task, humility before the suffering of all our brothers and our sisters and all the animals that are passing from our lives. We embody the noble gratitude that enriches us. Humility informs the heart that burns, that mourns, praises, and desires. Gratefully, we eat the earth before we give ourselves to nourish the earth in turn. Thank you all.